राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावनचारी, साई राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिवृतचार्य स्तोत्र सत श्री श्रीमद श्री ग्रेसि भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन विभूति पौंड्राचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिवृतचार्य स्तोत्र सत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपी गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। श्री वृंदाव धाम की जय। श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मई की जय। श्री जमुना मई की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। हरि नाम संकीर्तन जय की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। नीति गौर प्रेमानंदी। All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Sri Guru Sri Gauranga. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, fourth canto. Chapter 23. Maharaj Prithu's going back home. Text 26. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Saishanunam vrajachurdvam anuvanyam patinsati pasyatasmam maticharchir durvibhavyena karmana Saishadnumnam vrajachurdvam anuvanyam patinsati pasyatasmam achicharchir durvibhavyena karmana. Saishanunam vrajachurvam anuvanyam tati sati mati chasi durvibhavyena karmana. Saishanunam vrajachurvam Anuvanyam Patin Sati. Tasman Mati Charchir. Vivavyena Karmana. Shamunam Brajaturdvam. Anuvanyam Patin Sati. Asmam Mati Charasti. Vibhavyena Karmana. Translation the words. Sa. She, Isha, this, Nunam, certainly, Vrajati, going, Urdvam, upwards, Anu, following, Vainam, the son of Vena, Patin, husband, Sati, chest, Pashyata, just see, Asman, us, Atitya, overpassing, Archi, of the name Archi, Durvibhavyena, by inconceivable karmana activities. Translation. The wives of the demigods continued, just see how this chaste lady, Archi, by dint of her inconceivable pious activities, is still following her husband upward, as far as we can see. I read again. The wives of demigods continued, just see how this chaste lady, Archi, by dint of her inconceivable pious activities, he's still following her husband upward, as far as we can see. Purport by given by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. Both Prithu Maharaj's airplane and the airplane carrying Queen Archi were passing out of the vision of the ladies of the higher planetary systems. These ladies were simply astonished to see how Prithu Maharaj and his wife achieved such an exalted position. Although they were the wives of denizens of the higher planetary systems, and Prithu Maharaj was an inhabitant of an inferior planetary system, the Earth, the king, along with his wife, passed beyond the realm of the demigods and went upward to Vaikuntha Loka. The word urdvam, upward, is significant here. For the ladies speaking were from the higher planet systems, which includes the moon, sun, and Venus, up to Brahmaloka, or the highest planet. Beyond the Brahmaloka is the spiritual sky. And in that spiritual sky, there is innumerable Vaikuntha Lokas. Thus, the word urdvam indicates that the Vaikuntha planets are beyond and above this material planet. And it was to these Vaikuntha planets that Prithu Maharaj and his wife were going. This also indicates that when Prithu Maharaj and his wife Arti abandoned their material bodies in the material fire, they immediately developed their spiritual bodies and entered into spiritual airplanes, which could penetrate the material elements and reach the spiritual sky. Since they were carried by two separate airplanes, it may be concluded that even after being burned in the funeral pyre, they remained separate individual persons. In other words, they never lost their identity or became void, as imagined by the impersonalists. The ladies in the higher planetary systems were capable of seeing both downwards and upwards. When they looked down, they could see that the body of Prithu Maharaj was being burned and that his wife Arti was entering into the fire. And when they looked upwards, they could see how they were being carried in two airplanes to the Vaikuntha locus. All of this is possible simply by Durvi Bhavyena Karmana, inconceivable activity. Prithu Maharaj was a pure devotee, and his wife, Queen Artis, simply followed her husband. Thus, they can both be considered pure devotees. And thus, they are capable of performing inconceivable activities. Such activities are not possible for ordinary men. Indeed, ordinary men cannot even take to the devotional service of the Lord, nor can ordinary woman maintain such vows of chastity and follow their husband in all respects. A woman does not need to attain high qualifications, but if she simply follows the footsteps of her husband, who must be a devotee, then both husband and wife attain liberation and are promoted to Vaikuntha locus. This is evinced by the inconceivable activities of Maharaj Prithu and his wife.
Om Agyana Chimirandasya Agyanam Jana Shalakaya Shakshuru Militam Jena Tashmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Staptam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadachi Swapadam Chikam. Vandeham Siguruho Sijuta Pada Kamalam Sigurum Vashnavansha. Shri Rupam Sahajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam. Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Sjo. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Chinamini. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashacha Deshatarine. Vanchakaupatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha pachitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.
And then the verses again. Saishanunam vrajati urdvam anuvainyam patinsati
Pasyatasmam achichar chir durvibhavyena karmana. The wives of demigods continued, just see how this chaste lady Arti, by dint of her inconceivable pious activities, is still following her husband upwards, as far as we can see. This is a very interesting passage. Very interesting description. How the inhabitants of the celestial planets, Swargaloka, they are appreciating the passage of two airplanes carrying liberated souls towards Vaikuntha Loka. Like this. This is not normal, this is an exceptional thing. Imagine in Swargaloka there are so, the life is so rich of different types of sensations and experiences like this, but this was special. Not every day you can see the liberation of two pure devotees like this, that they go straight to Vaikuntha Loka, carried by spiritual airplanes like this. And then with this verse was described how Prithu Maharaj, he faced death, and then he could purify completely his material body. And then he left the body completely purified. It's described that he performed some such Ashtanga yoga in order to quit his physical body and subtle bodies. And he got the spiritual body. As in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a definition of what is the Vaishnava Mukti. Vaishnava Mukti. In second canto said, Mukti Hitwanyata Rupam Swarupena Vyavastiti. For the Vaishnavas, for the devotees of Krishna, Mukti means that you can quit this material body. And Swarupena Vyavastiti. And then you can assume one spiritual, eternal spiritual body. It's not like the Mayavadis think that if you become liberated, you lose your identity and personality. Even these people, materialistic people in this world, without any knowledge about the Vedic knowledge like this, they think that everything will finish with death. they will have a surprise like this, because it's not like this. The life goes on. And normally they want to again come back to this material world. As yesterday I mentioned this verse, Ashradhadana Purusha Dharmasyasya Parantapa. Aprapya Nani Vartate. There's no chance to achieve Krishna. Mrityu Sansara Vartmani. But he comes again to these cycles of this sansara of birth and death in this material world. Generally, as is described in Bhagavad Gita, there's a nice verse that describes how the person leaves this body, material body, in the 15th chapter, number 8. Krishna says like this, Shariram yada vapnoti yat chapyut kramatishvara. Grihit vaitani samyati vayur gandam ivasayat. Translation. The living entity in this material world carries his different conceptions of life from one body to another, as the air carries aromas. Thus he takes one kind of body and again quits it to take another. It's explained that even when we face the death and then we let this physical body beside, and the soul carries the subtle body, the mind and body, like that. Because in this subtle body there is the impressions of this life. The consciousness is there, registered. Because if you go to the next cycle of living, and then you have to take this information. Or to get new body, and according to the karma of the person, like this. But we can see in case of Prithu Maharaj, he, using the techniques of the yoga, he could like this to be free from even the subtle body, and assume the spiritual world, the spiritual body, like this. This is very special. Also, Dhruva Maharaj went to liberation, came in one's airplane, in this case. This is because normally, everybody has his own karma, prarabdha karma. This in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains very nicely. Very heavy. Krishna explains. Actually, this is how can be free from this karma bandhana? Karma bandhana, the bondage of karma. There is several verses that Krishna explains like this. In second chapter, after Krishna explain about we are not the body, we are the spiritual soul. He says the verses. Esha te bihita sankye bhujir yoge tu imam shrinu. Bhujya yukto yaya parta karma bandham prahasyasi. Krishna says, I have explained about the Sankhya philosophy, that we are not the body. You are the spiritual soul. Buddhi Yogi to Imam Srinudu. Now please hear from me about the Buddhi Yoga. Buddhi Yoga. Buddhi Yoga is how you can connect to Krishna through his consciousness. It's the same as Bhakti Yoga, as Srila Prabhupada explained. Buddha Yukto Yaya Partha. And then you become a Yukta. Yukta. Yukta is this word which comes from yoga. Yukta. Those who are connected. Yeah. And then Krishna says, Karma Bandham Prahasyasi. I will tell you how you can be free from this karma bandana, this bondage of karma. And then only those who are surrendered to Krishna can be free from this karma. Because Krishna says, Sarva dharmam parichasya mam ekam sharanam vraja hamka sarva pape bhyo moksha shami ma shucha. I can free you from this prarabdha karma. This karma that is not manifested. Everybody has some prarabdha karma. But in case of Prithu Maharaj, he was free from that. Yeah. He was completely free from these material influences. Yeah. Another nice verse is in second chapter. Krishna explains, so the karma bandana. Krishna says, karma jambu di yukta hi phalam chaktva manishina. Jama Banda Vinirmukta Padanga Chancha Namayam. By thus engaged in devotional service to the Lord, great sages of devotees free themselves from the results of work in this material world. In this way, they become free from the cycle of birth and death and attain the state beyond all miseries by going back to Godhead. Padam gachanti anamayam. Anamayam. Jama bandha. Here, instead of karma bandha, Krishna says jama bandha. Free from the repeated birth, like this. The bondage of birth, rebirth, like this. And then the topic of this, the subject of these verses, liberation. In Bhagavad Gita, we have different instructions of Krishna. For example, this is instructions of Krishna are very important, and only devotees can perceive this. For example, Krishna says, "Anta kale chamam eva smaram mukta kalevaram yat prayat samaj bhavam yat chinashtyatra sanshayaha." In the final time of life, if you want to remember Krishna, Krishna will achieve the spiritual nature. The devotee achieved this, the same nature of Krishna, Madhava. And then this is very important. Everybody can have this kind of experience of liberation in this present life. But one has to surrender to Krishna. Even Jiva Goswami, today is the appearance day of Jiva Goswami. Né? Jiva Goswami in Sandhava says that even if one is Mayavadi and he wants liberation, he is a mumukshu, he wants liberation. He needs to surrender to Krishna and ask Krishna, Krishna, give him liberation for me. I want this Sayuja Mukti. And Shukadeva Goswami says in Srimad Bhagavatam, Mukti Dadati Kahisti Smana Bhakti Yoga. Krishna can give easily Mukti, this impersonal liberation. But Bhakti Yoga is special. You have to have one personal relationship with Krishna like this, and the same mood is different like this. As the concept of Jiva Mukta, the impersonalist, the Mayavadi say Jiva Mukta. Interesting that Ramanuja does not accept the Jiva Mukta. They say, no. If we have material body, we are not liberated. Rupa Goswami accepted. And in Bhakti Rasamrita, Iha yasya hare dasye karmana manasagira. Nikilasya avastasu jivam mukta saucyate. See, one is fully engaged in devotional service with the body, mind, words, and then he is considered Jiva Mukta. But the impersonalist, as explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, that verse, Ye nyera vindaksha vimukta manina tvayasta bhava vishuddha bhudaya. Aruhya Krishrena Param Tatam Patanchadav Nadrityus Madangraya. After doing so severe austerities and practice for purification, but in the not surrender to Krishna. Not surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna, like this. And then Vimukta Manina, the person thinks that he is liberated. Vimukta Manina. But the verse says, Avishuddha Buddhaya, Avishuddha Buddhi. But his consciousness is not pure. Although he can achieve a high state of purity like this, doing renunciation, austerities, and practices like this, but it's not pure in terms of Krishna consciousness, because he's a mumukshu, he wants liberation. I want to be free from this material world. I want to stop suffering. I want to be equal to Brahman. Yeah. They say, I want this, I want this, I want too much I. In Krishna consciousness also there are I. But it's different. I want to serve Krishna. I want to surrender to his lotus feet. It's different mood. Eyes present because the Vaishnava liberation, you don't lose the individuality. Like this. Eyes always there. But I want to surrender to Krishna. I want to serve Krishna. I want to give pleasure to Krishna. It's a different mood. Like this. And then this verse shows the wonderful liberation of Prithu Maharaj. His wife followed him like this. And she got all the advantages of the extraordinary spiritual life of Prithu Maharaj, the son of King Vena. His father is a demon like this, but he is so pure. Okay. Some comments, some questions, if they have, you have.
Just to ask, today is Vaman Dwadasi. The other day, someone asked me what lessons we can learn from Vaman Dev Leela.
Oh,
can you please enliven me?
Good letter, good remembrance. Good remembrance.
I gave, you know, whatever I could think of.
Yeah. Today is the appearance of Vamana Dev. Is one of the Dashavataras. And his Leela is very interesting Leela. When the demons becomes more powerful than the demigods, situation very difficult for the demigods. And then the Supreme Lord, he appears for performing his particular Leela like this, as one dwarf. Dwarf boy. Yeah. And then this dwarf boy went to the palace of Bali Maharaj. Yeah. And Bali Maharaj becomes so attracted because this dwarf boy is so beautiful, like this. He's carrying one umbrella. And then he was nicely dressed like this, and so beautiful, so pure. And Bali Maharaj said, "Well, you can ask anything. I'm the most powerful person in the universe. I can give to you anything you want." And then the Vamana said, "Oh, yes, I have one desire. I want three steps of land. Three steps of land? Only this? I can give the extensions of like this, we cannot imagine. I can give to you. No, I want this. 3 steps of land. And then Shukracharya was there. He was like this, don't know. This could be some trick. And then try to convince Bali Maharaj. But Bali Maharaj was so attracted to Vamana. Oh, he's so nice, so beautiful. I gave it to him, 3 steps like this. Shukracharya said, take ease. I think there's something behind this, not good for you. No. Yes, I give to you 3 steps. And then suddenly the dwarf boy became Trivikrama. One body, gigantic. And then in the first step, he went around the universe. The second step, he kicks the coverings of the universe. And then he said to Bali Maharaj, now the third step, where I go, where I do? And Bali Maharaj, he understood that, this Supreme Lord, I have to surrender to him. And said, you can give your third step here in my head. And then he surrendered everything to the Supreme Lord. He lost everything. But with his attitude, my legs. And then he got the special benediction, like this. And then also, today is the appearance of Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami is a genius, like this. Not only pure devotee, but he was something extraordinary, genius. He wrote so many books, wrote the Satsandarbhas. Tattva Sandarbha, Paramatma Sandarbha, Bhagavat Sandarbha, Krishna Sandarbha, Bhakti Sandarbha, and Priti Sandarbha. Also Karma Sandarbha, the commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam, and Gopal Champu, for example. Another thing that he wrote was the Sanskrit grammar, Vyakarana, Namamrita Vyakaram. Is something, because this grammar, the Sanskrit grammar, original and traditional is the Panini. Yeah? Panini grammar, Sanskrit grammar. Né? Everybody follows this Panini Sanskrit grammar, like this. But Jiva Goswami, he creates another type, another type of grammar, different grammar, with same results. It's something, I think, extraordinary, like this. Harinamamrita, Vyakaram, because the grammatical cases are names of Krishna, or related to Krishna. For example, let's remember this. I could remember A. For example, the letters A, short A, and long A. Short A, Vamana. Long A, Trivikrama. The long vowels are called Trivikrama, like this. And then he uses this terminology like this, and they say that you can learn Sanskrit at the same time as you can do Kirtana. Remember the Supreme Lord, like this. This Jiva Goswami is the, in our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya, he's the philosopher by excellence. He's the philosopher. What is name of the, he has one book. Sarva Samvadini, one book, only philosophy, like this. The philosophy of, he created this term, Achintya Beda Abeda Tattva. The name of the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jiva Goswami created, like this. And he gave the contribution for the Sankirtana movement of Chaitanya by, for example, he was in Vrindavana and he was teaching three great acharyas, Narottama Das Thakura, Srinivas Acharya, Shyamananda Pandit. They were the great preachers in the post Chaitanya Mahaprabhu era, like this. And they gave a continuity of the Sampradaya of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiva Goswami instructed them, like this. Jiva Goswami ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Tagore Premanandi Hari.